Thessalonians chapter number 5 is where you should be. I want to help you tonight be able to protect your spirit in the midst of transition. How to protect your spirit in transition. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. You can remain seated. It won't be a problem. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Get you a quick message here. Verse number 16, it says, rejoice evermore. Verse number 17 says, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19 says, quench not the spirit. Next, despise not prophesying. Next, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. And then verse 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we love you. We thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the truths. Help us to apply it to our lives to be able to understand what you'd have us to learn in this area of guarding our spirit. We'll praise you and thank you. Teach us for your Word. We ask these things in your name and pray. Amen. Now, you'll notice there are 7 different verses that we've read. There are 7 different things that are mentioned. So, we have 3 verses on top. We have 3 verses on bottom. In the very middle is verse number 19. And it says, quench not the Spirit. You'll notice the Spirit is capital letter S, which is the Holy Spirit. We don't want to quench the Holy Spirit's working in our lives. How can we make sure that we don't quench the Holy Spirit's working in our lives? By the way, we're going to apply every bit of this to transition. Many a times when change happens, we like change as long as it doesn't affect us. Amen? Messing with Brother Roberto about moving up the chairs on the back wall. You changed our seats. We like change until it begins to affect us, until it's all up in our grill, right? And we like change when it happens. Change can be fun. Change can be exciting. But sometimes when change happens, the devil will begin to creep in and cause some issues to flourish. Well, I just don't like the way he did that. I think it could be better served this way. And we haven't had that, praise the Lord. We've had good support in the different, except for Brother Roberto and the wall. No, I'm just kidding. We've had good support of the changes that have taken place. And that's a blessing because not everybody can always be on the same page about things. But to have that excitement, many times the devil will begin to creep into our lives and we'll see the Spirit of God getting quenched. We will see not just God's spirit getting quenched, but we'll see our spirit getting quenched. Well, I think that's just too much change too fast. And I like the way that Brother Thoreau did it. Or I like the way that this happened. And we're just doing too much too quickly. Okay, I hear you. I hear you. But there's a reason why we're doing all the things that we're doing. Okay? We're not just doing it frivolously. There's a reason. I've explained all of that to you already. But notice, there are 3 verses before verse 19. And there are 3 verses after verse number 19. Verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Correct? Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Verse number 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Verse number 19 says, quench not the spirit. Verse 20 says, despise not prophesying. Correct? Yes. Verse number 21 says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And then verse number 22, abstain from all appearance of evil. So, let me illustrate this to you. Now that you sit down, Brother Roberto. All right. I'm going to start jigging here. Brother Roberto, I need you here. Brother Jordan, Brother Anthony, Brother Ricky, let me get you here. Brother Zach. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Brother Brandon, Brother Nick. All right. 7 guys. All right, now, we're going to put Brother Roberto in the middle, okay? You're going to stay right here. Okay, I want you to put your back right here on him. Brother Brandon, I want you to put your back right here on him. Brother Jordan, right here, shoulder to shoulder, right here, shoulder to shoulder, right here on the edge, and then right here on the front side. Okay. So here we have a simple illustration. We have Brother Roberto's spirit. All right, Brother Roberto's spirit. We are protecting his spirit with all these different verses. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. And abstain from all appearance of evil. Okay? So we are protecting His Spirit with six different things. Now, let me explain these different things for you real quick. Rejoice evermore. It literally means to be happy. To rejoice. How can you rejoice without being happy or excited? All right? Sometimes change happens and there's great rejoicing that takes place. Man, I'm so glad you got rid of that. I hated those things. Miss Christie said that about the pews. I'm so excited. I didn't like cleaning. Whatever. Rejoice evermore. A good spirit. Pray without ceasing. During all the different transition, we're going to be praying that God's will be done, correct? Pray without ceasing. Pray for protection. The third thing is in everything, give thanks. Thank God for what He's done. Thank God for how He's provided. Thank God for being able to use and steward the things that God has given us. In everything, give thanks. Then next is despise not prophesying. That literally means don't hate the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. Prophesying is preaching. Love preaching. Don't hate it. And so when we come to church and we hear the Word of God being preached, we're excited about what God is doing and we hear the message and we hear the truth and we begin to apply that truth to our life. And man, that is good. We despise not it. We come to church with either the attitude of, oh, what's he going to say now? We come to church with the attitude of, I really don't want to be here, but we come to church with the attitude of, why does he got to preach on that? Despise not prophesying. Or we can come to church with the attitude of, wow, I've never seen that truth before. Wow, God showed me something new that I can apply to my life. That's despising not prophesying. The next verse said, prove all things. How should we prove everything? With the Word of God. With tracts everywhere, tracts. We prove all things. How? With the Word of God. Amen. Everything that we do, we're going to do scripturally and biblically. Prove all things. And then what? Hold fast that which is good. Listen, there's some things, some times in life where you've got to hold fast to that which you don't want to lose. Okay? The Bible says that we give the more earnest heed to things, lest at any time we should let them slip. Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1. There's a lot of good that we need to hold on to because we are losing sight of that which is good in this world. There's nothing good this world offers. The only good thing that we have comes from above. It comes from the Word of God. It comes from heaven. So hold fast that which is good. And then abstain from all appearance of evil. We want to make sure that we update, we upgrade, we beautify the house of God. Why? Because we don't want evil to creep in. We want to make sure that even all the changes and all the upgrades and things that take place, that we're not allowing the world to creep in with that change. Does that make sense? Amen. We're not changing for change's sake. We're not changing to keep up with the fads of the world. We're changing to be able to honor and glorify God for His grace and His glory. Amen. Now, what happens sometimes, this is when we have the guys here. What happens sometimes is change takes place and somebody's not happy about it.
Took
his parking spot. Somebody's not happy about it. Now his spirit is exposed to the devil. Yes, the other things can filter in a little bit and fill in that gap. But now, he can't rejoice. He's coming to church. He's no longer happy about being at church. And because we come to church and we're no longer happy about being at church, anything that can go wrong will go wrong in our lives. And then we begin to nitpick certain things that happen. And because we're not rejoicing evermore, maybe we begin to despise the preaching of the Word of God. Despise not prophesying. All because we came to church not happy with the changes. Now we're not listening to the man of God as he's preaching because change didn't happen the way we wanted it. Or change happened too fast. Listen, I'm talking about how to protect your spirit. How to protect your spirit. Now these guys can creep in a little bit, but his spirit is exposed. His spirit is exposed. Now, we're no longer happy. We're coming to church and we're upset at anything the preacher says. Well, now we can't, in everything, give thanks. Even though it's the will of God, we can't do it. Why? Because we're no longer happy with the house of God. Why? Because we're despising prophesying. So we can't give thanks for being at church. Well, I'm here, preacher. Bless me if you can. We can't give thanks. Now, these guys will creep in a little bit, and they'll begin to shield, but his spirit is more and more exposed. The devil can come in from this area, maybe from between these two guys over here. The devil can come in. And then what happens? Well, because we're despising prophesying, we're not listening to the Word of God, now we're not learning the God, so we're not learning the Word of God, so we can't prove all things anymore.
Took my seat.
Took my seat. Now we're operating based on opinion and feeling rather than the Word of God, because we're not allowing the Spirit of God to speak to us through the preaching of the Word of God. Are we following along? This is all about protecting our spirit. Now our spirit's exposed really bad. Amen. Now because our spirit's exposed, we're no longer rejoicing evermore. We're no longer in everything give thanks. We're no longer loving the preaching of the Word of God. We started to despise it. We're no longer holding fast that which is good. We're no longer proving all things. So what do? We stop praying. Right? Pray without ceasing. We stop praying. And then all we try to do now is, while we're at church, we're holding on to a set of rules we call standards. Right? And standards just become rules to us rather than an actual relationship, because we're no longer praying, we're no longer in the Bible, we're no longer listening to preaching, we're no longer happy about being at church, we're no longer thankful for what God's doing in our lives. And then what happens? Well, we quit abstaining from evil. Right? And now our spirit is fully exposed to the devil. All right, you can be seated. Our spirit gets exposed. How can we protect our spirit in the midst of transition? How can we protect our spirit in the midst of change? We've got to make sure that we implement all six of those things. We've got to be able to rejoice about what God is doing in our midst. You say, but I like that seat. How can I rejoice? It took my seat. You can rejoice in the fact that, hey, yes, we got rid of the pews, but we were able to be a blessing to another church. A church that needed them. At that time, we didn't know they needed them. But they needed them. And we were able to be a blessing. We were able to be a blessing to another family that came and picked one of them up. We can rejoice in what God's doing. How else can we protect our spirit? Rejoice evermore. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Amen. Are you praying for your church? If our church needs prayer, we need prayer right now. Amen. If we need prayer in anything, we need prayer during the midst of change, because we want to make sure that the change is lining up with Scripture. Amen. And that the change is being done for the glory of God, not for the exaltation of man. So, we need to pray without ceasing. Then next, I forget who had what. In everything, give thanks. Who was that? That was this guy. In everything, give thanks. We ought to be thankful for what God's doing. Now, yeah, there's going to be some things that happen. There's going to be some upgrades that take place. People may not always like. It's going to happen. Not everybody's going to agree with everything. That's just a fact of life. Okay? It's just a fact of life. You try to implement something in your home, you're going to have a child. Brother Brandon, you got five kids. Man, bless your heart. Amen. Y'all try to implement something in the home, one of those five kids isn't going to like it. It's probably going to be Blair. Somebody's not going to like it. That is funny. But somebody's not going to like it. Why? Because not everybody likes the change. Because not everybody's going to agree. But what can we do? We can still give thanks for what God's doing in our midst. We can give thanks for the fact that God has brought Ricky our way. A visitor that we didn't have contact with, but God brought here. We can give thanks for the fact of what God is doing in our midst, the fact that we're able to have the space to be able to divide our Sunday school class and our Christian school. We can thank God for that. It didn't cost us any extra money other than the new lights, which really wasn't anything. A little bit of TLC, a little bit of time, a little bit of work effort. We can thank God for that. How else can we not quench the Spirit? Well, one of the things was despise not prophesying. See, when we come to church, we ought to anticipate what God has for us. I made this statement Wednesday night. One of the reasons that God does such a great work in the hearts and lives of our young people when they go to church camp and when they go to youth conference is because they go to the services anticipating God to do something. We should come to church anticipating God to speak to our hearts. Not despising the prophesying. Not upset about the fact of how the world is operating. Listen, the world's going to be worldly. That's what they do. The world's going to act like sinners. They're full of them. But the church is a haven from the world. Yes, there's going to be times where I may preach a message on the things and the events that are taking place in the world. But the Word of God's got all the answers. Well, not despise the preaching of the Word of God. And then we ought to prove all things. Make sure that our lives are lining up with Scripture. The changes that we're doing to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. We're trying to be a good steward of what God has given us. I'm giving you different Scripture references for why the things have happened the way they've happened so far. Prove all things. And then what are we going to do? We're going to hold fast to that which is good. I know that I got a good church to go to. I know I've got some good people I can be around. And I'm going to hold on to that. I'm going to make sure that I'm in church when the doors are open. Why? Because I can hold on to that. I can cling to that. And then what? Lastly is abstain from all appearance of evil. I'm going to make sure, even according to Ephesians, I believe it's 5:29, neither give place to the devil. I'm going to make sure that I abstain from any kind of evil in my life. Again, we don't change for change's sake. We don't change just to try to bring the world in. No, we're not doing that at all. We're not getting more and more worldly. No, we're getting more and more godly. That's what we want to do. The church is going to grow not because we become liberal. The church is going to grow because we become closer to our Lord Jesus Christ. See, as the churches go liberal, they lose the power of God. But as a church grows closer to God, they gain the power of God and God pours His blessing out upon them. So this is why we preach standards hot and heavy. This is why we preach the Word of God and abstain from all appearance of evil. Ultimately, you take the three verses on top and the three verses on bottom and you protect and guard the Spirit. Now that application can be made not just to quench not the Spirit of God, but don't allow your spirit to be quenched in the midst of change, in the midst of transition. Because all of it's going to be done for the glory of God, not the exaltation of man. We discussed that Wednesday night. Jesus Christ said, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." I believe God wants our church to grow. I believe God wants our church to outgrow these 90 seats that are here and put more on the back wall. I believe God wants to do that. But it's going to take time. It's going to take work effort. It's going to take dedication on all of our parts. It's going to take us beating down the doors and going to the highways and the hedges and trying to reach as many people as we possibly can with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not going to be because, well, we added new paint color to the room or because we did this one little thing. No, we do those things to improve the house of God, to improve the look of the house of God so that we can prepare for the influx of visitors that God's going to bring our way. So we're going to look a little bit inward for a moment in time to be able to improve and upgrade the things that God has given us to prepare for the growth that God is going to give us as well. I want to encourage you, don't allow your spirit to be quenched. But we've got six things that we are responsible for. And we've got to make sure that we do those very meticulously. Stand with me with heads bowed and eyes closed. As I said, I had a shorter message. I know you said a lot for the question and answer, and I appreciate all the questions. And I hope that I was able to answer them and alleviate some of the concerns that many of you may have had. And we want to do that, but what I'm concerned with is everyone's spirit in the midst of it. I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I want to make sure that we're all free to do what God wants us to do as a church. I want to make sure that we're coming to church with the right mentality, with the right attitudes, so that the Spirit of God does not get quenched. I've thoroughly enjoyed the spirit that our church has had. We had a great spirit Wednesday night. Yes, it was rainy this morning, but once everyone kind of got into the fact that we were here at church, there was a good spirit here this morning. There was excitement that was here. There's a good spirit here tonight. We are responsible for our spirit. We've got to protect that spirit with heads bowed and eyes closed.